Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Got a story coming up about Second Life. Apparently, there is a crackdown about to occur or is currently occurring in the world of gambling online. We'll get to that, hopefully. But first, to talk about a story I mentioned that I had last night, but we didn't get to. And I've read over this now at least three or four times, and I'm having a hard time understanding this, Mark. So I'm going to read it here, and maybe you can help me get a grasp on this.
All right, I'll try to pay attention.
You can help me comprehend this story. It's from WLWT.com. Columbus, a state law that equates virtual child pornography with pornography involving real children, is not unconstitutional or at odds with a federal court ruling that protects computer-generated child porn, the Ohio Supreme Court ruled Wednesday. The court's unanimous ruling found that equating a virtually created image of child porn is only part of the evidence a jury would have to weigh when hearing charges of child pornography. Roger Tooley, who is a man convicted of having child porn, argued that real and virtual child porn are indistinguishable. I don't think virtual reality has gotten that good. You can still tell the difference.
Well, I think you could probably make pictures. Somebody could Photoshop a darn good picture, maybe.
As a result, he argued, Ohio's law equating virtual child porn with real child porn created the risk of convicting someone for having photos that weren't real. The court rejected this argument, saying prosecutors would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a real child was used before winning a conviction. The court also said that accepting Tooley's arguments would hurt the prosecution of child pornography in Ohio. The Justice Judith Ann Leisinger wrote, quote, unless the accused was present when the illicit image was captured, or the state was able to identify the actual child victim and have that victim testify, prosecutions would be impossible in cases where images are downloaded from the Internet.
Okay.
In 2002, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a federal law that banned virtual child pornography as unconstitutional. And I think that was the right choice on the part of the Supreme Court, because then you get into a really dangerous area. As despicable and disgusting as child porn is, when it's virtual, there's not actually a victim involved. And then you're dealing with what is essentially a thought crime. And when we start criminalizing thought, in this country, we have begun down a very, very slippery slope. But that aside, is this as confusing as an article to you as it is to me?
It's confusing to me, but I think I understand what they're alluding to. To me, what the Supreme Court upheld as not being child porn is, you know, virtual child porn that's obviously virtual child porn. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got polygons, depicting children, depicting adults in sexual positions or whatever. Sick, weird stuff.
Maybe even a drawing. I mean, that would qualify, too, as virtual.
Right. I don't think that should be as criminal as having real child porn. I'm not even sure if it should be criminal. There was no victim in that crime. But that's not what I wanted to, that's not the point I'm making. In the case of Ohio here, what their concern is virtual child porn that's indistinguishable from real child porn. Can somebody get in and edit videotape or pictures well enough that you don't know what you're seeing?
You mean like take a child's face and edit it onto the body of an adult woman, something like that?
The equivalent of, taking Jessica, I can't remember, think of any of these women's names. The equivalent of taking Britney Spears' head and putting it on some body model's body and saying that Britney Spears is participating in porn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether she ever had, I think she had a sex tape released. I don't know. I never saw it.
Britney?
I don't know. I don't care.
I don't think so.
At least there was a buzz about it on the Internet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think her husband claimed to have had one during the divorce, and I don't know if it ever came out.
Yeah,
I'm sure if it came out, we'd hear about it.
Either way, you can certainly edit footage enough to make it look, it'd be difficult to know. And that's what the judges are talking about here, is that they are concerned that in a child porn case, that it'll get muddled in the details as opposed to whether or not this person had child porn. You understand what I'm saying?
Not really.
Okay. You do understand the two different types of child porn I'm discussing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The real thing and then the virtual thing.
No, I'm talking about two different types of virtual.
Oh, okay. The obviously virtual and
obviously,
the not so obvious.
And the, right, not so obvious virtual child porn. There, the judges are concerned that a child porn case may get muddled in the details of whether or not it is, you know, it is in fact real child porn or not obvious virtual child porn.
So they're saying they shouldn't have to get down into those details. That if it looks like, if it, you know, looks like a duck, then it is a duck. Looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, then it is a duck.
That's what they're saying.
But they're also saying at the same time, that's what I thought when I first started reading the story. But then it says that, well, the court rejected the guy's argument that there's an, that there, that it's indistinguishable, because then prosecutors would have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a real child was used before winning a conviction. So it sounds as though that the onus of proof is on the prosecution in order to prove that this is indeed not virtual child porn.
No,
and
I
is
think
indeed
that they,
the real thing.
They rejected its rejected his arguments. I don't know the part about it being indistinguishable. It's somewhere in the detail of it being indistinguishable, because they don't believe that the prosecution should, in fact, have to do it. I'm not, you know, as far as deciphering this person's English, I'm not willing to do that.
Maybe what this guy, the child porn guy, the guy that was on trial,
mm-hmm.
Roger Tooley, maybe when he said that he's arguing that the real thing and the virtual thing are indistinguishable, maybe he was trying to get out of it by suggesting, well, that's all, it's all virtual. Maybe
yeah.
That's what he was
I'm
trying
sure that's
to
what
do.
He was trying to do.
I see. And, so,
and it's a very clever argument.
Huh. Interesting. Well, nonetheless, it's a scary area, you know, just from, it's an emotional issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that people take very seriously, and they should. If it's real, then it's a very serious issue, because then you're dealing with people that inevitably probably didn't consent to that particular behavior and those photographs or whatever. But in the event of somebody with drawings or computer-generated fantasy, that's basically what that is at that point. It's fantasy. I don't think that we should be putting people in jail for that. I don't think that that should be the case at all. And, you know, it really calls into question the issue of there's a certain segment of porn out there that is targeted towards an audience that's looking for young people, like looking for teenagers, right? There are
there's
all kinds of websites dedicated to that.
Right.
And
of course, they're only talking about 18 and 19-year-olds.
So, right, what... Right, that's, well, I mean, that's what's legal, so that's what's out there. And
Maybe, how do we know?
Well, that's right, you don't
and
know.
The
if
police,
you're on one of
the
those
police don't spend a lot of time, you know, I have heard people say that they have been charged for child porn when they, in fact, didn't know that they had child porn.
Right.
They just thought they had pictures of girls.
Right, that's what
women.
My concern is, because if you're on a website that purports to be legal... And, you know, it's selling memberships, it's operating in public, it's maybe been operating for several years, and they claim there's, you know, a legal disclaimer that says they've got information on file as far as who these girls are, they've got their driver's licenses, they're supposed to have all that information by law. So they claim that they do. Do they? Well, we don't know. Do they purchase their pictures from other sources? That tends to be what happens
likely.
In the internet porn industry. Most porn sites aren't generating their own photos. They're buying prepackaged photo sets from essentially wholesalers.
Yeah.
And they're reselling them. Now, I'm presuming that that stuff comes along with the required information, but... You know, even then, how do you really know that what they're claiming is true? How do you know that that wasn't a fake ID that the girl used? How do you know that you aren't looking at a 16-year-old instead of an 18-year-old?
Right. You can go. You can be charged with having sex with a child under the age of 18 or 16 or whatever it is in the state that you happen to be in, and you could have asked for that girl's ID,
mm-hmm.
seen a fake ID, and still be
guilty.
Legally charged.
Yep. Still statutory rape.
You're
by
supposed
the law.
To somehow know.
That's another issue. That's very disturbing. But, I mean, when it comes to these pictures, if you've just got a random photo that somebody sent you, and then you get arrested for it, and you have no way of knowing where it even came from, you've just got a file on your computer that's named xyz123.jpg, how are you supposed to track down the original producer? How are you supposed to verify the claims? It's their claim against yours. They think it's a child. They think she's 17.
You'll never find the producer.
You think she's 19. 800-259-9231. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're out for a Sunday drive in the best-looking car in town. Now, what can you do on Saturday to make it beautiful for that Sunday drive? When we come back, I'll give you a shining example.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com. BG.
How do you get those shiny cars that just drive better and are worth more? The International Car Wash Association recommends weekly washings and waxing every 6 months. Use cleaner wax for cars exposed to harsh elements or that are waxed only once a year. For new and garaged cars, use a sealer wax. For both, dry and polish with a wet synthetic chamois. And to remove dried wax from chrome seams and moldings, cut the bristles of a new paintbrush to 3/4 inch and whisk residue away. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. Those features include the bulletin board system. We've got over 250,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious issues and fun stuff. You'll find it all being discussed. It's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
800-259-9231, discussing a topic that makes a lot of people, and rightfully so, very uncomfortable. It's child pornography. And the issue at hand was actually, you know, the difference between the real thing and virtual child porn. We've sort of gone past that point, and now we're sort of discussing the issue of the real thing, and that is, I'm curious. I wonder, because you don't know unless you're actually on the jury in each one of these child porn cases, but I wonder, what percentage of child porn cases are actually involve real children? You know what I mean? Like, children who haven't even approached puberty. Children versus teenage girls. I wonder about that. You know, what percentage of cases are just guys that had some pictures of, you know, a 16-year-old or a 15-year-old girl on their computer versus real children involved in sex acts? I'm just curious about that. There's no way to know, no way to ever get the statistics. Of course, the biggest collector of child porn in the country is the federal government. They have a huge collection of it that's all on file for evidence purposes, of course. So
disturbing.
Yeah. I'm just curious about that. You think it's 50%? Do you think it's more than that? Do you think, I mean, because how much of it is really, is there really that much?
I don't know. I know that there are definitely people out there that, you know, pedophiles, tried and true real-life pedophiles, ones that want to have sex with kids.
Right. Children. Real children.
And I think it's a disservice to men in general, you know, people in general, to call an ephebiophile a pedophile. You know,
but they do, and they get labeled that all of the time.
Right, an ephebiophile being a guy that wants to see young teen girls, you know, post-pubescent teen girls or
right.
Boys or whatever. But, you know, it's differentiated from, you know, the point of pubescence.
In fact, in many countries around the world, the age of consent is far lower than here in the United
States. It would be pubescence.
Even in Canada, for instance, it's as
14.
Low as 14. Now, they're thinking about raising it, but they've been thinking about that for a long time. They haven't done it. In other countries, I mean, I haven't looked at the chart in a long time, but I think Spain, it's 13. So I don't know if that's the same. I don't know if it's the same age in those countries as far as modeling is concerned, nude modeling.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine it's probably not that low in Canada, maybe 16, 17, somewhere else.
Who knows?
But my point being, theoretically, it's possible that nude photos are being taken of teenage girls in other countries where it's fully legal for them to be taken. So there
It's in New Hampshire, you can have sex with a girl,
16.
A 17-year-old girl, a 16-year-old girl. If you take pictures, now let's assume that I'm a 16-year-old boy having sex with a 16-year-old girl, and
right.
I'm not.
And you haven't read any of the laws.
And I take pictures of it and distribute this on the internet. Have I committed child pornography?
By the law, I think you have, yes.
How bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we've got some holes in our laws here.
Seriously.
What about the guy who gets the pictures? I've given them to him freely?
Yep.
Yeah, this is weird.
And how is he supposed to know? If you didn't give them to him and say, hey, this is my 16-year-old girlfriend, how's he supposed to know? He's completely ignorant of the fact. It's not like he went and pulled them off of some kiddie porn website or something like that. You just sent him a picture. But yet now he's as guilty as you are. And so again, my theory here is, Mark, and again, I have nothing to back this up, but my theory is that since there's this huge discrepancy in the ages of consent around the world, there's probably a fairly large volume of teenage girls nude, whether it's their boyfriend taking pictures of them or some professional photographer taking pictures, there's probably a fairly large volume of that going around the internet. And so there must be more of that, just simply because of consumer demand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just more guys that are going to be interested in teenage girls than are going to be interested in kids.
Right.
So there's going to be a large amount of that floating around on the internet. None of it's traceable. None of it's backed up by any paperwork or any proof or evidence that these girls are over the age of 18. And in many countries, it may not even be necessary. So inevitably, there's a huge chunk of that floating around. And I wonder how much of that is getting guys thrown in jail cells. That's really what I'm curious about. 800-259-9231. And do you think they should be? If you're listening to all this and you're upset that we're even discussing this issue, do you think that people should be put in jail cells for instance, taking pictures of their 16-year-old girlfriend or boyfriend? Do you think that that should be a punishable offense?
And
it certainly happened.
Yes. It has happened to teenagers,
mm-hmm.
to teen couples who obviously haven't read the laws. You and I haven't read the laws. We don't know what you don't know what the laws are, listeners. So these kids certainly haven't. They're just excited about being in a, you know, having a boyfriend or a girlfriend and, you know, sexually curious, sort of
touching
feeling each
all
other
the
out.
Parts.
Right. And they, and of course, every kid's got a digital camera on their cell phone these days.
Yeah.
Inevitably, the photos are going to be taken and
distributed
and then
on MySpace
and then possibly fall into the wrong hands. That being the hands of law enforcement or some busybody that then turns them over to law enforcement. And then the kids are brought up on charges. And what we've seen happen is that both kids are brought up on charges. The,
yeah, yeah.
the female and the male typically charged sort of, they're sort of
together.
Pitted against each other. Like, you know, you victimized him and she, and he victimized you. You're both victims.
Right.
Even though you were consenting.
The government shouldn't be able to tell you if you're a victim or not. Sorry. I mean, people should come to the government and say, I have been victimized. Here is my case, and then that's when the police department should go into go to work. Because when the government starts deciding who's committed a crime and who hasn't, and that's when, you know, just huge mistakes are made.
Right. And if you want to go after...
By the way, making MySpace responsible for any naked pictures that's on that website makes about as much sense as making Kodak
that's
responsible
insanity.
For the naked pictures being taken with their cameras.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all. Look, if you want to go after the child porn producers, go and get them, please. They're putting kids in danger.
Right, those people are bad.
These kids can't possibly know what they're doing. They can't possibly know the ramifications. I'm not saying that teenagers know a whole lot about sex. They don't. Okay, whatever they know about sex, they probably learned from one of their friends or a porno movie. And but the fact is, they're a little bit more able to make those sorts of decisions than a child is. At least they're physically capable of engaging in those acts.
Right. Most of the scarring, it seems to me, that comes around teen sex is it comes from the adult's attitudes towards
correct
them.
the societal disapproval about that. It gets back to the issue of, you know, Puritanism in America and how it is that the American sort of mentality towards sex, or at least as far as the government is concerned, and a lot of Americans share this mentality, is don't do it. You shouldn't even talk about it. And I think that's really dangerous because then you get kids who are too afraid to talk to their parents about sex. They have all these feelings. They have these desires, these
right.
wants and needs, and they can't talk about
it. The weird thing about it is society ceases to care once you turn 18 years old. They completely cease to care.
Right.
When you're 17, it's a huge, big, fat, hairy deal
right.
whether or not you decide to have sex. When you're 18, who cares?
Right. When you're 17 and 364 days, it's a problem. But when you're 18 years old, then you can go ahead and strap yourself to a table and tie yourself up in ropes and do all kinds of craziness. Anyway, 800-259-9231, your thoughts on the sexual repression of America. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide.
Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms? You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer pain problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. That's spelled SACROWEDGY.com or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. America is sexually repressed, and unfortunately, a lot of people are paying the price for that sexual repression, specifically males and females who may accidentally or on purpose get into a relationship with somebody a few years younger than them. They may be crossing the threshold of legality, having perhaps intercourse or relations with a girl or boy of 17 or 16 in some states, and ending up in a jail cell as a result of it. And there are a variety of other ramifications and things we could discuss, but we should go to the phones first. Ladies first on Free Talk Live. It's Tracy on the Amplifier line. Hello, Tracy in Ohio.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, this is something that we definitely have to get rid of the current regulations on age to proceed with, but I think it might help people, and it's not like it would be mandatory, but what if you were allowed, as soon as you decided you were ready for sex or were thinking about it, allowed someone who was older, more of an adult, to train you, to teach you. There was somewhere to go to. Instead of learning from someone your own age or younger and fumbling about like most of us have to do.
Well, theoretically, your parents should give you a battle plan, and it's your job to go out there and enact that battle plan as best you can.
Well, there are some fathers mm-hmm. who, for instance, will go and purchase a escort or something like that for their sons.
My father offered me that.
Is that sort of what you're thinking of? That
right,
sort of service?
Something much more less underground than that.
Well, and sure, sure. You're talking about making that sort of a service a legal opportunity, more
right.
of an educational aspect than anything else.
And for women also, not just for men.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
Men
I was
are
giving
pretty much the only ones that get that option now. And
right.
And they're less likely to be punished, or the person they're sleeping with is less likely to be punished, the prostitute or whatever, than a woman trying or a girl trying to seek out a man
Well, there are certainly, in the adult world of sex, there are certainly plenty of similar opportunities. There are sex advocates and sex clinics and sex experts, if you will, women and men who, mostly women, but women who give couples, for instance, tips and tricks and suggestions on lovemaking and that sort of thing. So,
but the point is, by that point, they're going for help with problems. Maybe
right.
If we started earlier, we wouldn't end up with problems that you have to correct later on. We have so many people with sexual issues and repressions and conflicts, and maybe if we were allowed to seek out more experienced people to teach us about sex.
You know, I wonder what would happen. Like, what would the laws be that would be broken? Since I don't know a damn thing about what all the laws are. What, in theory, let's say in today's world, what if you, Tracy, wanted to go into business for yourself and provide this sort of service for the young people of America with the consent of their parents, of course, when, let's say, some more, you know, some liberally thinking parents brought their kids into your place of business and they were, I don't know, 13. And they said, okay, Tracy, we want you to, you know, give our kids the rundown here. Give them the basics. Let them, you know, explain to them and educate them on this whole sex thing.
Here, use these dolls and watch these videos.
Dolls or videos.
No, I'm not talking about dolls and videos.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about, happy birthday, son. We're going to Nevada. I got it.
But actually teaching, well, I mean, obviously the laws we'd be breaking are the ones that you've already been discussing tonight. They'd be underage. I wouldn't be, and I'd be thrown in jail for
be like corrupting a minor. Yeah, okay.
And for, whatever else we've
got. So it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter to the state that the parents were involved in consenting to the process. It would be essentially the state bringing charges as they do with parents that, say, provide alcohol and a safe
right.
place to drink for their kids.
Right. Right.
Yeah, those laws need to go the hell away. If those laws went away, then you would be able to run a business like that. How well received it would be in the population, I don't know. We may still be too repressed in order for that. But
there'd be a lot of lean years in the beginning, I would imagine.
Maybe so. But nonetheless, I think it'd be interesting to see what the response would be there. And I like the idea, Tracy. Any other thoughts?
No, that was it.
Thanks for making the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I can see sending my kids to Tracy.
You're crazy.
What's crazy about that?
Oh, no. My kids have to fumble through it like I did.
Why?
Why what?
Why not have an educational opportunity? You teach them all kinds of things in their life.
They're going to know what sex is, and that's where it all ends for me. that's all I've
got
to do.
You've got that Puritan attitude then.
I don't think the Puritan attitude is they don't even tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, you've got to find out what sex is once you get married and get naked with your wife.
So you'd say a thing or two to your kids.
I would tell them as soon as they're ready to
figure
talk
it
about,
out on their own.
Ask questions. I think they're ready for answers.
Let's go to John in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hello. By the time he gets ready to tell his kids about it, the kids will be giving him tips.
Quite possible.
You were talking about the discrepancies between other countries and the United States on the age.
Sure. Yeah. There are even discrepancies between state and state here.
Oh, absolutely. Here in the U.S., I know New Mexico, the age of consent used to be 14 years old. I don't know whether it's still that or not.
I don't think it is still.
It used to be that in Hawaii as well. It is no longer.
Yeah. But it still is legal for a 14-year-old in Texas, Kentucky, several other states to get married with the parental signature.
Right.
Now, if someone, let's say an 18-year-old, marries a 14-year-old, and he's carrying a picture of her nude in his wallet, his wife, is he guilty of child pornography?
Look, we've read stories on the air where states have arrested husbands for having sex with their wives when their wives were underage.
Yeah.
You know, so absolutely, states, that's the problem when you give the state the power to, enact these laws, is they're going to screw it up every single time. Well, not every single time, but every time you give them the power, the potential is that they're going to screw it up. So, yes, if you carried a picture around in your wallet of your 16-year-old wife naked and you were 21, well, you've committed child porn as far as the authorities are concerned.
Well, which is more twisted, the American view of sex or the European view of violence? Over there, sex isn't a big deal, but they restrict the ages on movies with too much violence in them.
I think as far as make-believe goes, as far as fiction, I don't think that there should be any restrictions on what it is that people write. Now, I know that people write some crazy, crazy stuff, but I'm just not for censorship. Now, when it comes to children in sexual movies, I can see a problem with that. But movies depicting fake violence? Nah.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about children in these movies.
Right.
Just talking about the adult sex.
Right, just the attitude.
That's, okay, here in the States would be minor stuff in Europe.
Right. Right.
However,
I've seen Italian television where they're
totally
showing boobs. Acceptable.
Do you feel about it? I mean, what do you think?
I'm totally against censorship.
Right.
My only form of censorship is the power button on the radio, the TV, or shut the book up. If it offends me, shut it up.
There
and,
you go.
Toss it in the dump.
That's the way it ought to be. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Europe's messed up. I mean, they've got a whole set of problems there that we don't, you know, we're just kind of scratching the surface on over here. They're a lot more socialist over there than we are here, though we're quickly catching up to them, apparently, at least according to the Freedom of the World rankings. But as far as their attitude, as far as which attitude is worse, the American attitude towards sex or the European attitude towards violence, I got to say that the American attitude towards sex, I think, is probably worse. Because it's okay to be against violence. I mean, it's not okay to restrict movies and censor things. That's
right.
Not okay. But as far as just the mental concepts of, okay, am I against sex or am I against violence? It makes a lot more sense to be against violence, because in violence, people can get hurt and their lives can be destroyed. With sex, you know, you could get somebody pregnant, and that could damage somebody's life, but not in the same way as, you know, breaking someone's arm or beating somebody up or violently abusing them or assaulting them. And I think if we had a more healthy attitude towards sex, it would go a long way to help this society. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt Debt Management Program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Updates included. Get signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free telephone number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. We've been talking sex this hour, and we've covered a variety of different issues, but they all really stem back to what I think are the Puritan roots of America, the sexual, this sort of sexually repressed culture that we have that really comes out in some negative ways. I mean, the sexual repression, I understand people don't want kids to have sex. You know, when I say kids, I mean teenagers. People don't want teenagers to engage in sex, but the fact is they are, whether you like it or not. And I remember my girlfriend was telling me that when she was young and she was sort of being promiscuous at that time, her mom didn't want her having sex, but all that really did, all her attitude did, was push her outside. You know, since she couldn't have sex or fool around inside her parents' house, she went out and, you know, to a house that was being built down the street and had sex in the laundry room there. I mean, so instead of doing it in a safe location, it was done in some potentially dangerous locations, you know, the backs of cars and strange deserted areas and that sort of thing.
Places where teenagers have been having sex since they've
the
been
dawn of time.
Those places have been around.
Yeah, exactly. And so, really, I mean, that's just one aspect. Then there's the whole lack of education aspect, which I think is probably the most damaging of all. You know, the idea that you're somehow going to keep your kids away from sex is totally foolish, but people believe that they can, and so therefore they believe that it's okay to not tell them anything about it. So not only are you not successful in keeping your kids away from sex, but in also, since you haven't informed them anything, they don't know anything about it except what they learn in pornos, and that's not a good place to learn about sex. So then they inevitably engage in dangerous behavior, like unprotected sex, where STDs can get spread around and babies can get made, and that leads to all kinds of complications because then you've got families that think that, you know, well, if you're pregnant, then you have to go through with it, and that's why America, you know, we've got so many teenagers getting knocked up and having babies. That's not good for you. If you're 17 years old, you don't need to be having kids.
No.
I'd argue if you're 21, you don't need to be having kids.
Well, that's up to the 21-year-old, but it's going to change your life. That's absolutely true.
We're continuing with the phone calls here. Let's talk to Dan in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dan.
Well, I just wanted to compare how, you know, you guys said that a child, you know, it's not proper for a child to be having sex, but you drew the line at a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's pretty much what the government does at setting the age 18. That's what they deem to be, you know, the age of consent.
Well,
I listen to you guys all the time, and I'm fully for, you know, less government, less, you know, regulation, things like that, but where do you draw the line? I mean,
well, how dare the government draw a line in the first place? Shouldn't it be up to families and individuals who decides when they engage in these behaviors?
Well, sure, but I mean, if you turn the reel back, you guys said, well, we definitely agree that children shouldn't be having sex, but, you know, a 14-year-old, maybe, yeah, that's okay.
I'll give you the, you know, my opinion is generally a little more moderate than Ian's. I think that the government creates for itself a problem, creates crimes in the making, by setting the age of consent at 18 when the age of pubescence is generally somewhere around the age of 11. Do you understand what the problem is? I mean, you have people that want to have sex that are fully adults in the physical sense, and you make it illegal for them to have sex. How long do you think you'd go if they made the age of consent 75?
Well, see, that's not what the age of consent is. You know, that's a good point. I agree with that. It'd be very tough. But what they're saying is somebody who is an adult, I mean, you're a creep if you're 18, 20, and you're going after, you know, high school girls.
Hold on, a creep shouldn't be against the law.
An 18-year-old boy can still, or 18-year-old man can still be in high school. So let's say a 25-year-old dating a girl in high school.
Okay.
You know,
25-year-old dating a girl in high school.
I think he's got a problem.
I wouldn't hang out with the guy.
But I don't think that he should be. Do you want to put him in jail?
I don't know what I'd make the call on that. But
well,
I mean,
the state will put the man in jail, and that's the problem. There are guys like him that are sitting in jail cells, and we're all paying for them to sit in those jail cells. And who are we to say if they're creepy or not? We might think that they are, but you know, in these guys' case, a lot of guys they're not sure about sex. They haven't really connected with people their age. They aren't really able to communicate with people their age. So maybe they feel more comfortable talking with younger kids. And, of course, inevitably there are going to be those guys that are just victimizers. They just want to go and have sex with young girls. So,
and
I mean,
that's where I'd draw the line for my decision would be I'm willing to protect, you know, vulnerable young girls.
Well, I'm not sure that
it's going to hurt some weaklings that maybe aren't going to be able to socialize with their own age, like you mentioned.
But yeah, you are protecting
them. Hold on. Before we go any farther, now when you talk about victimizing young girls, what you're imagining is your daughter or your imaginary daughter or whatever. Now, likely, if you're a good parent and you've talked about these things with your daughter's not going to have that problem. She's going to date, you know, people her own age.
Because you'll know who they are.
She's properly socialized. The problem comes in, really, when it's all repressed and they're told no, and you're talking about, you know, families that don't, the communication's bad, you know, it's generally the indication of a much larger problem. Locking that guy in jail likely isn't going to solve the problem. It's not going to make the girl less promiscuous.
Right. The fact that she's with that guy is a symptom of a parenting problem. It's a symptom of a problem at home, it seems to me.
Okay, my question for you guys then is,
sure,
if we can't draw the line somewhere around, you know, 18, like the government has, then where do we draw that line? Do we say you can be 6 or 7, or were you saying when your genitals come into fruition and you're capable of having sex?
Okay.
I think that's too young.
Now, I understand what you're saying. Now, think about Canada for a second. You're in Montana, right? Just across the border there, a few hundred miles north. And is it Alberta that's directly north of you?
Uh-huh. My wife's from Alberta.
It is legal for me to have sex with a 14-year-old girl.
Technically, that's illegal. By U.S. law, it's illegal for you as a U.S. citizen to cross borders for the purposes of sex.
You know, me being a 36-year-old Canadian citizen.
Correct.
A 36-year-old Canadian citizen can have sex with a 14-year-old Canadian girl. Do you see a lot of problems there? Or do you think that the parents being forewarned of these possibilities perhaps take measures in order to keep their teenage daughters away from weird.
Well, I
like
see
that.
A problem because, you know, like you were saying, my imaginary daughter.
Right.
Or, you know, I do have a daughter, but
she's not old enough.
That, like you said, the people with the family problems, they're usually the ones that are going to fall into that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to protect them, too. Cause
no, we don't.
I don't think
have,
you can.
No.
You can. I mean,
putting a guy in a jail cell isn't protecting them. That's after the fact. The damage
okay,
has already
so if
been
we
done.
Can't, if you don't think we can protect them, then it should just be allowed, even though we
I would personally set the age
life,
at 14.
But
I think
if you want, if you want a number out of me, I will tell you that I would personally set the age at 14. Therefore, cutting down on a lot of these guys, you know, 19, 20, 21-year-old guys that get put in prison, get sexual offender status for the rest of their life for having sex with a 15, 16-year-old girl. I think that's nuts.
Yep, it's absolutely nuts. And as you know, you may find it despicable, but the correct approach, Dan, is the correct approach is ostracism. If you don't like what's going on in one particular family, you don't think they're raising their kids right, don't let your kids hang out with them, and make it very clear to those parents that you think that they've made a mistake, that they've messed up, and that that you know you're going to punish them on a personal level for it. But to spend $50,000 a year or whatever to put the guy in jail for engaging in a sex act, that seems like just insanity to me.
That's how that was handled. You know, that's how it was handled before the government went into the business of locking people up for having underage sex.
Thanks for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, again, it's such a tough issue because it's so emotional for people. But mm-hmm. You have to also remember that, you know, there's two sides to every story. Not only are there the guys that want to take advantage of young girls,
mm-hmm.
but there are also the
young girls that want to have sex with older guys.
Yeah, exactly right.
What do you do about that one?
Yeah. I mean, to act as though all of these teenage girls are so innocent and pure and they don't know what they're doing. Sorry, it's not quite that way. Talk to one of them that's honest with you about it. Maybe she'll be a little older. Talk to her when she's in her 20s and ask her what she did when she was young. And ask her if she knew what she was doing. You'll be shocked.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.